Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You can find Kevin Wooster's blog online, sdpb.org/Wooster, and he joins us on Thursdays with a look at a variety of topics across the state. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a profile he has on Kennedy Noem, the daughter of Governor-elect Kristi Noem, and her athletic past and her political future. Kevin, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Always good to be back. Say on that. On that previous segment, did Laura say that you have to be yourself and whoever that self is can't be wrong?
You can't be wrong being yourself. I think
I'm going to run that by Mary tonight and see how that works.
You think she might have some editing to do?
I have at least 7 or 8 selves that she would tell you are wrong.
You know, I suspect that in a classroom setting, there might be some selves that some of the teachers would say. Maybe that self could be expressed at home, not necessarily.
I have more wrong selves than I can easily count during a given day. But I understand what she's trying to say, and that comforts me.
Right. And does that get easier with age? You know, we're going to talk about Kennedy Noem, who's pretty young. But when we compare her, you know, with her mother, and this idea that as you get a little older, it gets a little bit easier to sort of declare who you are and what you want to be doing, don't you think?
Yes. My mother spent the last 25 years of her life declaring exactly who she was and what she wanted to be doing. It was pretty entertaining. And I'm kind of getting that way myself.
Now you learn firsthand. Let's talk a little bit about Kennedy, because she was on a different path, and that was, you know, she was on the basketball court. What happened to sort of knock her literally off her path in basketball?
Well, she broke her back, you know. That's one of those things. And a friend of mine who read this blog piece said, okay, enough of the back stuff with the L4 vertebrae and all that kind of stuff. And the teeth knocked out. Come on. And that's the thing that one of the delightful things about going into an interview with somebody is you just don't know where it's going to take you. And, of course, almost immediately it took me into that because I love basketball. I love women's basketball, girls' basketball. Had a daughter that played, and she got a couple of teeth almost knocked out. They were able to save them. But when Kennedy said casually about when she broke her back, and then we went off in that direction for a while, you know, and the back brace and the surgery and the fusing and the fixing of the vertebra and all that, and how that pretty much ended dreams that she had to try and play college basketball down at the University of Sioux Falls.
And that opens up a different path for her that she is now embracing. She's a political science major at SDSU and worked on her mom's campaign. What's her role going forward?
Oh, that's going to be an interesting question. And the reason I was interested first in interviewing her, and I didn't know how well it would go because, as you know, and in my blog, I'd been pretty tough on her mom and some of her advertisements in the campaign that I thought had crossed some lines. And I wasn't getting, you know, great favorable response from some of the Noem camp. But I reached out to them, and I was just interested because I'd heard good things about her. In fact, one person that I respect in the Republican camps called her the Kristi Whisperer. And I thought that was interesting. And the person said she's one of those stabilizing influence on people, and she has that on her mother, and she understands her mother, and they're really good together. And I thought that was fascinating. So I reached out, and they were nice enough, even though I think they were not very happy with me and some of the things I wrote, to give me an interview. And she was great. I mean, with her, it was like, you know, hey, how's it going? Let's talk. And we did. It was a wonderful interview.
How old is she?
What's she going to do? Who's she going to be for this next administration?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
How old is she now?
She's 21.
21.
And, you know, she's the middle child. Cassidy is 24, and Booker is 16. They've all been in ads, and Kennedy was the most. She's the political science major and interested in political science, and has had some internships in Washington and one in Pierre, and is really engaged by the process and the whole world of it. So
this is the thing that, and you address this in the profile, and she's well aware of it, but the criticism is already coming. The South Dakota Democratic Party released a press statement saying know, this is not only a problem, but it's the problem we told you was going to happen, is that she's hiring her family members. This is a 21-year-old inexperienced person who doesn't even have a degree yet. And she says, yeah, I'm ready for that. Tell me a little bit about how she's approaching this notion of criticism and who's sort of helping her figure that out.
Well, I'm sure her mother, you know, is helping her. She knows plenty about that. And some people on the team, Matt McCauley, who's a, kind of the head of the transition team, I'm sure has helped. Tony Van Huysen from the governor's office, chief of staff, is especially helpful in this regard because, you know, Tony is the Governor Dugard's chief of staff and also his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. And I've said before that I wanted badly to resent Tony for being in such a position of power when he was the governor's son-in-law, except that he was quite good at what he did, is quite good at what he does. And I think that's the message that he's sent to Kennedy is work hard, be good at what you do. You're going to get criticized, and I would interject, should be criticized. I think in times like this, you should be ready for criticism. You should be ready for critiques, and you should be ready for a watchful eye to be kept on you. And she says she understands that, and she believes she's worked hard to get where she is. Obviously, she's getting benefits from the fact that she's Christie's daughter. She probably wouldn't be in this position otherwise. But she also says, I've worked very hard to be where I am, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Do you have concerns? Do you echo any of the concerns from an ethical standpoint of having a family member that close to you be part of that inner circle in state government, depending on what role she's chosen for? Do you think that those are legitimate firing points from the other side?
I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm always a little uncomfortable with it, and that's why I think there's an added burden to the person to prove themselves, and I think there should be an added burden to the person to prove themselves. And you know, I think I think she's starting at a salary of about $40,000 a year, which is, you know, not a bad salary for somebody that's, you know, still a few days away from finishing up her degree, but not an outrageous salary either when you consider, you know, what people are getting different places, and I don't know where they would go. I'm assuming that if she gets into a position that seems to merit a little more money than that, she might be getting more money than that eventually, but I don't think that's out of line to start her with. I think you can certainly criticize it, and, you know, they're ready for the criticism, and, you know, we live in a hypercritical world, so some of the criticism will be fair, and some of it will be over the top, and some of it will be too personal.
And in the remaining 30 seconds, she also makes sure to tell you that her mom takes some of that criticism to heart, and that's what the other staffers don't see, that some of that criticism keeps her up at night.
You know, this was not a hard-hitting investigative journalism piece, but if right. You get people talking, things come out. And I think that was interesting that she talked about how her mom takes negative criticism to heart and can lose sleep over it, because I'm not sure everybody that knows Christie Noem would believe that. And she says it's very true.
Find the full piece, sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin Wooster, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, take care.